I'm just gathering all my various accoutrements together this morning, and I have to get a table, and I think we're going to maybe have that table at the back pulled out by the wardens, please. And I would love to have some volunteers to help me. Are there any volunteers to maybe help me? And don't all rush at once, it's all right. And what I'd love to do, today we're going to talk about the fact that Jesus heals today. Brilliant, Riley, thanks, that's super. Fantastic, good man, come on ahead. Anyone else want to come and help Riley? Brilliant. So, that's lovely, thanks so much indeed, Victoria, that's great. Two very, very fine helpers. Let's give them a round of applause. Woo-hoo! Part of our job at church is to encourage, and so we want to encourage you in the task that is before you today. And here's the task, right? Here are two jugs, and what we're imagining is here are two people who are in need of God's healing. They're sick, they're in pain, and they need healing. And we believe that Jesus heals today. Brilliant, more helpers, this is fantastic. And so we want to be part of what God is doing to heal their pain and to be part of healing and restoration in their lives. So how does that happen? Well, we're going to illustrate it with water, and the water is the healing power of God, Holy Spirit. So do you reckon you could help me in terms of helping to fill up? There's a big bucket of water at the back. And I'd love you to start filling up this. And there's a cup. And there's a thimble for you. So could you go ahead, Riley? Go on back. That's sort of chagrin. Sort of, oh. So go. Brilliant. And is there anyone else want to help? Do you want to help with a cup of water? You're okay? Brilliant. Good. You want to go ahead? Brilliant. There you are, there's a team going on there, Paris team as well, great, brilliant. So bucket of water at the back, and then keep going, brilliant. There you are, Amelia, there you go, brilliant. Go back down there, get a thingy bob of water, that is brilliant. And keep going, that is fantastic, that is good. This person here hasn't experienced much of God's healing yet, but this person here is getting favorite treatment, so we'll put that near the front. And brilliant, well done. That's great. Zara, come on ahead.
Thank you, Nigel.
Brilliant, well done. Can we have some applause for what's going on here? Because this is very good, brilliant. That is brilliant. Riley, you have been very faithful in this. And can I take your thimble and give you a measuring jug? You go for it now. You go and fill a lot of water down there and bring it up. You're going to make a massive difference. Brilliant. Come on ahead. Keep pouring the water in. This one here needs more. Brilliant. That is super. Great stuff. Well done. Can we have more encouragement for them, please? Brilliant. That is brilliant. Zara, thank you very much. Oh, here comes the biggie. Here's with Riley. Whoa, look at that there. Woo! Fantastic. Do you want to do a wee bit more? This person here? We touch more. We want to see everyone healed. Brilliant. Go ahead, Riley. Probably just need about a wee tiny bit this time, Riley. Otherwise, maybe I've asked a bit too much here because does anyone want to start drinking water up here? Brilliant. Okay, actually, I think we're just about made it. Okay, just put it all down here, and that'll do us. Well done. We don't need to pour it in, actually. That's fantastic. Okay, then. Brilliant. Up to the top. Give them a round of applause. Brilliant. Well done. Woo-hoo! Have a wee seat there. That is brilliant. Well done. Well, the thing about healing ministry is that it can be a messy business. And whenever the Holy Spirit's at work, then wonderful things happen. And the Psalm 23, my cup runs over, happens. But the thing about my cup runs over is that it's not necessarily a tidy process. And God then shows his mercy. We had a wonderful time just at the end of the last service praying for a number of people who came, and you could sense powerfully the power of God present to heal and to bless. And as a church, we want to see that more and more. And I know from my experience, and maybe this is your experience as well, that often what happens is we encounter sickness and we take our thimble of faith and we fill it up and we say, Lord, I pray that you would heal that person. And we put in our thimble of faith and we don't see much change, and so we stop praying. But I'd love you to read Matthew 25. It's a parable about the three servants. It's a parable of the talents, it's also called. And Jesus gives, he gives gifts, he gives different sizes of capacity. And he describes them as a bag of silver. One gets 5 bags, one gets 2 bags, and one gets 1 bag. Does that look like a quality? Why does the person get 5? Why does the person get 2? Why does the person get 1? Well, here's what I imagine what has happened. Person gets 1, and they exercise that gift of faith. That's what it's really about. It's about the gift of faith. And that gift of faith can be used in any spiritual gift. So your spiritual gift may be encouragement. It may be hospitality. It may be teaching. It may be healing. It may be mercy. There are lots and lots of different gifts. And God gives out gifts, the Bible says, as he wants to, when he wants to, and to whom he wants to. But whenever we come into the kingdom of God, as children of God, he gives all of his children a gift. And he gives us the ability to exercise that gift with faith. And Paul says in his letter to the Romans, and use the gift that you've been given according to the measure of faith that you have. And so he gives everyone gifts. And I imagine when we start out, most of us start out anyway with a little thimble. And God says, go and use it. And so we encounter situations and maybe encounter someone with a headache or a cold and we pray for healing and we see healing happen. Sometimes we don't see healing happen or not as quickly as we want to. And so either we're encouraged to do more or we just stop. But if we keep going and we keep trusting, then what happens is that after we've kept doing what we believe, and the reason why we do it is because we know that Jesus heals, and we know that God loves people, and so we keep praying for healing. And sometimes we see miraculous things happen, and sometimes things happen slowly, and sometimes it doesn't look as if anything's happened at all. But if we keep going with that, the parable in Matthew 25 that Jesus tells us is that he then says, well done with that thimble. Here's a cup. And we start using the cup. And we start to see more people healed. Not everybody, because Christ hasn't returned yet. The kingdom of God hasn't come in all of its fullness. So no matter how powerful you are in a ministry, whether it's hospitality or teaching or encouragement or healing or prophecy, no matter how powerful you are, it'll not be perfect or complete. Why? Because Christ has not returned. And so you and I will always, here and now, still experience a world where there's sin, there's sickness, and there's death. But you and I have been taught by Jesus' disciples to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Because the kingdom of God has no death, it has no sickness, and it has no sin. we're not to be passive observers, we're to be active participants. But the thing is, often what we do is we put down the capacity for the kingdom that God has given us, and we just say, well, that happened in the past, but it doesn't necessarily happen now. And the result of that is, it's serious. Because there are people who die who don't need to die. And there are people who endure sickness who don't need to endure sickness. Not everyone will be healed. And every one of us in Christ will pass through death, the resurrection life. But the thing is, we have all, as Christians, been given a receptacle of grace. And whether we use that for encouragement or mercy or teaching or healing or practical helps or prophecy or intercession or whatever it is, like, there are 26 gifts if you go through various lists in the New Testament. And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 25, if you just keep using the receptacle of faith that I've given you to bless others in my name, and you pour out that grace into people's lives, whatever shape, whatever way it happens, then you'll be doing my work. We will celebrate together. And I'll also come back periodically, and I'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've done well with that. Now there's a measuring jug. And we see more healing happen. I'll never forget, a healing team came here for a healing service years ago on a Sunday night. There was a member of the choir came down. At that time, we had lots of robes and everything else. And the lady came down in their robes, and we used to have a side chapel over here. And she knelt down. The team were around her praying for her. And they spent quite a long time praying for her. These were people who over the years had developed measuring jug capacity. The whole team, they were just dripping with healing power. And I'll never forget the woman coming back, and the tears were coming down her face. And she came into the afterwards where the choir used to meet in there, and she said, I am free! She had been carrying the pain of her husband's death for years. And she just stepped into a new freedom. See, this healing isn't necessarily just physical healing. It's emotional and spiritual. Nicky Gumbel tells a story in his book, Questions of Life. He's the guy who helped develop the Alpha Course. And he has a chapter in the book called Does God Heal Today? And he tells lots of stories of healing. He says there's not enough room to tell them. And he tells a story about a woman called Jean Smith, who was in her 60s. And she came on an Alpha Course in Wales. And for 16 and a half years, she'd had an infection in her eyes that had eaten away the retinas and mirrors at the back of her eyes, and she was completely blind. She had a guide dog, and she was in severe pain a lot of the time. She came in the Alpha Course, went in the Alpha Day Away. She was prayed for. She was filled with the Holy Spirit powerfully. She experienced the love of God powerfully, and the pain that she had been experiencing, excruciating pain for 16 and a half years, just went. And that night she went to the church service in the church because she wanted to give thanks for the fact that God had taken away the pain. She still couldn't see, but she was no longer in pain. And the minister, there was a communion service, and the minister anointed her with oil to celebrate the fact that she was experiencing healing. The pain had gone. She went back to her seat, and when she sat down and looked up and wiped away the oil from her eyes, she could see the communion table. That night she went home, and for the first time in 16 and a half years, she was able to see. She went home and she saw her husband for the first time in 16 and a half years. And she couldn't believe how white his hair had got. Augustine, great theologian of the church, writing in the 5th century, writes a tome called The City of God. And in it he tells story after story after story after story of healing. And he says, I don't have enough room because I've got to finish this work. There's not enough room to write the stories. I know that many of you have experienced the healing power of God. I have experienced the healing power of God spiritually, mentally, physically. I've been in times of severe pain, and in an instant I have been healed when people have prayed for me at the front of a gathering like this. I would love for myself and for all of us to grow in capacity in the healing power of God. And I think there are, the Bible tells us there's three ways, well, there's sort of a process. And the first thing is we thank God that Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead, is alive today, and we believe and trust that he has the power to heal. That's the start of the story. The second part of the story is that then we take whatever receptacle he's given us and we start to pray. We start to pray. I remember a lady called Margaret Saunders, and she saw many people healed through her in her life. She saw many people who weren't healed, but she saw a lot of people who were healed. And she came to the point in her life where she said, if ever anybody in day-to-day conversation says to me that they aren't well, she said to the Lord, I pray that I will always have the strength every time to offer to pray. And towards the end of her life, in the last decades of her life, that's what she did. No matter where, no matter when, if someone said to her, I'm not well, or I know someone isn't well, she would always say, can I pray? And she saw a lot of people healed. I remember one night getting a call to go up to the Ulster Hospital. These calls don't come very often, but I remember getting a call one night. There was a baby who was dying, and the family, one of the nurses in the ward, in the neonatal ward, had said, we've done everything we can. I imagine one of the doctors, I don't know who said, we've done everything we can medically, and you better prepare yourself. And the nurse said, would you like your child to be baptized? And they said, yes, we're not part of a church, but we'd like him to be baptized. His name is Richard. And so I got a call, went up, met the family. He was in an incubator. A lot of our children were very small babies. He was a real bruiser, a really big baby. And in an incubator. And so I baptized him through the sides of the incubator wall with a little tub of water and little cotton buds on his head. And I can tell you, my level of faith was low. I was surrounded by machines that I wasn't familiar with, and I was surrounded by a lot of somber faces. And I would say that I had a small amount of faith, but I imagine that there were other people who were praying, otherwise I wouldn't have ended up in the room. And so we baptized the child. We prayed for healing. And then I went, and I heard a few weeks later he'd got out of hospital. And 6 years later, I was going up an elevator, a lift in Northern Ireland, up, and a woman was there with her small son, and she said, you don't remember me probably, but you prayed for Richard here. And he hasn't looked back since. At the moment that he was baptized, his vital signs all went up immediately. And he's just a very healthy wee boy. And I assured her it wasn't me who did anything. It was Jesus Christ who had healed her son. I'd love us to hear more and more of those stories here in this church, and to celebrate, because that's the third part of all this, is that then we celebrate. So this morning, as we seek to encounter Christ, and perhaps this morning you want to pray for healing for yourself, or be prayed for healing, or there's someone you know and you would love them to be prayed for healing. And there'll be a team over here to the side during communion and after the service as well. If you would like prayer for healing for yourself or someone you love and know, then ask the team. And what I'd love you to do as well is that whenever you see or experience healing, then if at all possible, come and tell us. Because the third aspect of how God builds faith and helps us to move to greater capacity in healing is by celebrating and telling the stories. So here are the three steps. We trust. We do it. And then we celebrate what God has done. It's a virtuous circle. Because with more celebration comes more faith. And with more faith comes more action. And with more action comes more healing. And with more healing comes more celebration. And with more celebration comes more faith. It's a virtual circle. Going to watch a wee video now. And this is what it looked like 2,000 years ago with two disciples who'd watched Jesus do it. So Jesus healed through his disciples long ago. He's healed through his disciples throughout history, and he heals today. This morning, if you yourself or someone whom you know is in need of healing, would you please stand? So take a good look around, and if you're seated, could I ask you to stand up, move towards the people who are standing, and put a hand on their shoulder? Would you do that for me, please? Let's move. They have lots of movement because there are people all over the place. Let's move and surround people who, either for themselves, there's people here who would love to see a people with a hand on their shoulder who are standing. Don't be shy. Bring your children with you. Children can be used powerfully by God. Well, we're all standing with you, whether you've got a hand on your shoulder or not. And let's just start to pray quietly, silently, for the people who are standing. Let's pray for God's healing on them or the person they have in their hearts. We are people who believe that God the Father raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And God the Father, who can raise from the dead, can certainly heal. And so we're going to do what children do. We're going to ask. No matter how big the ask is, we're asking. No matter what the nature of the sickness is, we are asking. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for your healing today. We pray, Lord, you would pour out your healing power, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And Lord, the person whom we're near today, we pray, Lord, that they would receive the touch of Jesus Christ for wholeness and healing. We pray, Lord, that you would move in mercy and power. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would show that Jesus Christ is alive today. Lord, that you would give us faith to move mountains. Lord, you love these people with whom we stand. You love them. Lord, you don't want to see sickness or suffering of any kind. And so, Lord, we pray for them and for those on their hearts. Lord, you're the God of miracles. We don't have the power to do miracles, but Lord, we just want to say, do miracles in Jesus' name. Bring healing. And we say to those whom we're touching and reaching out to and praying for, receive the healing touch of Jesus Christ. Be healed in body, mind, and spirit. Or the person who's on your heart and mind, be healed in body, mind, and spirit. May you be delivered from all evil. And may you experience the peace of God. Lord, we trust that you are a God of miracles. And we look forward to hearing the stories of healings that come. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Shall we stay standing? We're going to worship the Lord together and give thanks for the fact that we trust that he is delivering, he is healing, he is blessing. One of the things Jesus talks about is when we pray and we worship, we actually give thanks in advance for what he's done. Whatever you ask for in prayer, Jesus says, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. So Lord, as we sing today, we want to sing ahead of time. We want to sing ahead of the evidence for which we've prayed today. We want to say thank you, Lord, in advance for what you're going to do and what you've already done and what you're doing. We want to say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship together.